Hi guys, my name is Lauren Curtis. I've been on social media since 2011, and since then I've grown a following of over 7 million people across my platforms. And I have learned a lot along the way. The Mental Makeover podcast shares real, very honest advice on all things happiness, body image, self-love, relationships, spirituality, and reaching your goals. Hey guys, welcome back. I want to talk about staying in your lane and staying focused, running your own race, and not worrying about the people that are running ahead of you or behind you or next to you. Way too often we spend so much time concerning ourselves with what everyone else is doing and where they are in life and what they've achieved and what they haven't achieved and what we've achieved and what we haven't achieved, that we're not actually focusing on getting ourselves to the point that we want to get to because we're too busy focusing on whether or not everybody else is at that point yet. So that's what I want to talk about today. Out of high school, you get the pressure once you've found your partner to get married, have kids. We all know that I've spoken about this on the podcast before. I loved the response to that podcast, by the way. So many people with the same mindset. Love it. Great. Fantastic. But yeah, we all know if you've ever been in a relationship that's like longer than a year or two, it's the whole, so when are you going to get married? When are you going to have kids? When are you going to move in? When are you going to buy a house? When are you going to do this? And the expectation to start running that race and new pressure to make sure that you don't lag behind and that if your friends start having kids, that you've got to also have kids because then you're the only one that's not going to have kids. And if you're the only one that's not getting married, then you're single forever and all your friends are getting married. And it's like, it's no matter what stage you are in life, there are so many little subtle pressures, for whether it's from people you know or friends or strangers or just society in general. There is so much pressure on us, male and female, to follow this path that has been laid down by generations before us. And it's like, if you don't want kids, okay, fine. If you're not going to take that route, then how's the business going? You're going to start a business? When are you going to start a business? And that's why I never tell people about my business ideas until they're like about to launch, because I did that years back with this huge venture that I was planning on, you know, taking on. And every time I'd see someone like, oh, how's the business? How's the business? How's the business? And it was always like they genuinely wanted to know. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have asked me that question. I'm, of course. And I appreciate that they cared. But it then puts pressure on you to make sure that you are moving forward and that things are going in the right direction and that you've made progress. Otherwise, you feel like you're letting people down. And it's like there's so many races that we feel like we need to race or participate in simultaneously that it is very exhausting. And more often than not, we start to really like crumble under the pressure we put on ourselves that we only really put it ourselves because everyone else puts it on us, and then we take on that pressure and then think that's what we need to be doing as well. Or we go on Instagram and we see all of these people killing it and achieving all of these major, huge goals or having these beautiful families and they're younger than us or whatever. And we're like, oh my gosh, this is so confronting. I should be doing this. I should be there. I should be doing that. And then it's just this vicious, vicious cycle of self-destruction and misery. I know I'm totally guilty of it, especially with business. It's so easy to look at other people doing certain things and think, I need to be doing this, 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 and that. I need to have this, this, and this by that time. Why hasn't mine done this in that period of time? I need to do this in, like, it's, you put all these little pressures on yourself and all these expectations because of what everyone else around you is doing. And it's not until you actually stop and analyze your own situation rather than comparing it to somebody else's, like actually just sitting down and looking at it and thinking, wow, I'm actually killing it. And I never even thought I was, because all of my time recently seems to have been spent analyzing it in comparison to someone else's, as I just said. It's like you're using someone else's success as a measurement almost. How does mine stack up against theirs? And I don't fall into this trap too often, but when I do fall into it, I fall into it hard. And that's why sometimes I just need to like take a step back and be like, holy crap, who would have thought I would have been able to achieve, how much I have been able to achieve in this short period of time, but yet I still can't even be appreciative and grateful for that because I'm too wound up, caught up in this rat race. And I know so many of you can understand that and relate to that, because even if it's not business, it might be, finding a partner, finding a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife or having a family, or maybe you can't have a family yet, or you've been trying and you can't and people keep asking you. Maybe you can't afford a house, but everyone around you is buying houses and you still want to, I don't know, travel, but you feel pressured to buy a house because that's what everyone else is supposed to do. Like, that's what you're supposed to do as a human being, you know? Like, I just wanted to do this episode just to remind you all that just because your path might look different to somebody else's doesn't mean you're on the wrong path. It just means you've set your own path, which I think is actually really, really cool. And you shouldn't ever feel like you're behind or you're not up to scratch or you're not performing properly or you're not putting in enough effort or whatever you might think that you're not giving enough of. You're giving more than enough. You're still making it work. You're still getting up every day. You're still putting your best effort in. You're still giving it a crack, regardless of how far ahead or behind or on track you think you are. You're still giving it a go, and that is incredible, especially when I can only imagine there are so many things that are working against you or trying to slow you down. I know I have some of those. Everyone that I know has something in their life that is trying to like slow them down. Whether it be a partner's trying to slow you down and you're in a bad relationship, whether you're having financial problems, whether you're having mental health issues and that's really taking a toll on you. Like, the fact that you're even getting up every day, no matter what your situation is, that's awesome. And just because you might not be where you want to be or where you envisioned yourself to be right now doesn't mean that you've failed. I know so many people that thought they would be in a particular place or point in their life like 5 years ago that they're still not in yet, or even 10 years ago that they're still not in yet. And I know I personally wish I had started certain things years ago, but still not there yet. And it's like we get so caught up in thinking, oh, I've missed the chance, I'm doing this too late now. But I don't think we ever stop and consider the fact that maybe this is how it was all meant to plan out. Maybe this is how it was all meant to unfold. Maybe we were not even remotely ready back then, even though we thought we were. Maybe something way better was in store for us. I know if I had started certain ventures years and years and years ago, it may have been a good time to start them in terms of like one aspect, in terms of one certain criteria, but realistically, I wasn't ready. Oh my gosh, I was not even remotely ready. I couldn't have done, I could not have pulled that off to the standard that I would expect of myself. I know it's easy to say, but seriously, like, stop spending your precious time on this earth stressing and worrying and comparing yourself to everybody else around you, because that only slows you down. If you're constantly looking back and looking to the side, you're not looking ahead and you can't see what you need to do to get yourself to where you want to be faster. And it's ironic that when we're so concerned about what everyone else is doing and comparing ourselves to them, it's like we're only hurting ourselves. We're only slowing ourselves down, but we don't see it because it's just what we're conditioned to do. It's what we're so used to doing. My earliest memory of feeling like I was being left behind was probably when I was maybe 13. And this just makes me laugh now. I was talking about it with a friend recently and I was cracking up. All my friends had gotten their periods and I didn't get mine until I was like, I think 14. And one of my friends got hers when I think she was about 9 or 10. And my other friends all had theirs and I think I was like the last person to get mine. And I have clear memories of being in my bedroom bawling my eyes out. And I'm not a religious person, but I prayed. I prayed that I would get my period, that God would give me my period. Because I felt like a child. Like, that was the first time that I actually felt like I was behind. And obviously now, as an adult, I'm like, look, I could have waited another 10 years to get my period and I would have been stoked in hindsight. But that was the first time that I really felt like I needed to catch up and that I wasn't progressing correctly or fast enough. Little did I know, that was the least of my worries. Enter high school. The worst. When I hear people say, I loved high school, I miss high school, I'm like, yeah, no thanks, can't relate. I would give up a kidney to stay out of high school for the rest of my life. Anyway, high school is like trying to run many races simultaneously. One race is your education and how well you're doing compared to everyone else in your class or in your year. Are you above average? Are you below average? Are you going to be able to get into the course you want to study at university? Have you gotten high enough marks compared to everybody else? And then you've got the social race, which is how many friends do you have? How popular are you? How many girls want to spend time with you on the weekend? How many cool things do you do on the weekend? How cool are you? Like, that's a whole another thing. And then you've got boys or girls, whichever way you swing. But for this example, boys. How many boys like you? How many boys' numbers do you have? How many dates have you been on? How many kisses have you had? I should know better than to have Mia in my little studio area because she always barks at everything. Anyway, yeah. How many dates have you been on? How many boys have you kissed? How many all that stuff. How many boyfriends have you had? There are so many different aspects of high school. So many different things to try and stay focused on. It just becomes too much, especially at that age. Like, you're learning who you are, let alone having to like make sure that you're winning all of these other races. Ugh. There are many different parts of high school that I could go into further detail about, but I will stick to this one kind of standout memory that was partly the inspiration for this episode. So I have spoken about this before, but I was a late bloomer when it came to girly girl stuff. I didn't really wear makeup until the end of high school, probably when I was maybe started around 16, maybe when I was 15, I wore like mascara, but I just didn't care about it. I didn't have a boyfriend I like to think Reese was my first like serious boyfriend. And I met him at around 22. My first kiss was when I was like, I don't know, 17 or something. Like, everything just started later. And sometimes it bothered me and other times it didn't. But I feel like if I wasn't surrounded by girls who matured very quickly, I really wouldn't have cared as much as I did. I mean, I didn't care at all about not wearing makeup and things like that because that just didn't feel right for me. But having boyfriends and having first kisses and stuff, I think more than anything, it was because at that age, so many of our lunchtime discussions were about the few most popular girls in our group. They would have all these stories and again, it kind of brought me back to feeling like before I got my period and all my friends were like becoming adults and having all these experiences and here I was, never even kissed a guy before, and then my friends are all talking about like hooking up and sleeping with people and all these really intense stories that I actually didn't really envy. It wasn't the story that I envied, it wasn't that experience that I envied, it's the fact that they could say that they've done that and that I felt like I was falling behind and getting left out and that like soon I just would not really bring anything to the friendship group because I was on such a different level to them or such a different stage in my life and we were like having less and less in common, I guess. I've shared this story before, but because I didn't ever have a boyfriend in high school and no like kissing stories or anything more than that stories, I can't remember which girl it was in my friendship group, but she was saying to my other friends in inverted commas, that she thinks that I was a lesbian because I had never had a boyfriend or kissed someone. And of course, as I said when I first mentioned this story, nothing wrong with being a lesbian, of course, but that wasn't my jam. And just the fact that that is the length someone would go to like label me as something I wasn't just because I wasn't at that stage in my life. That then made me hypersensitive to the fact that I didn't have a boyfriend and I hadn't kissed anyone. And then it makes you feel like you're even further behind and that you have something to prove to everyone now, because you need to prove to them that what they think of you isn't accurate. And it's funny because in hindsight, which is always 2020, you think, well, I didn't have anything to prove to these losers. Yuck. I also didn't want to sleep with someone for the first time unless I felt really comfortable with them and unless it was right. It just felt right. I didn't want to have one of these one night stands that all my friends were having, and power to them. I had no judgment. Good for them. It's not my life, not my body. They can do whatever they want to do with theirs. But I just wanted it to be special, and I guess I'm very old fashioned like that. So I waited and waited until I was in a situation where I was comfortable and it was someone I knew and trusted. And that is something that I do not regret one little bit. And I'm really, 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 really proud of myself when I think back to when I was younger and going through all of these things and constantly surrounded by reasons to feel like I should just rush into it and get it over and done with and fit in and just do what everyone else is doing. But surprisingly, I never did. And I say surprisingly because as the unconfident person that I was back then, it would have been a lot easier just to give in and do whatever it took to fit in. But I didn't. And I'm so eternally grateful to myself that I made that decision, because I have zero regrets about anything to do with like intimacy or anything like that during my high school years. And I know that a lot of people that I was friends with can't say the same. And I'm not even sure if there's anyone listening to this that would be in the age group where this would even be like relevant to you or would even apply to you. But if there is anyone out there listening who can identify with me and how I felt at that time, and you're currently going through this now, or you have friends that are, or a little sister or a little brother or whatever, just know that high school seems so much more important than it actually is. Obviously, your studies are important, but everything else that comes with it, all of the little petty fights that you might have with your friends, or all of the little things that you're worried about, boys liking you, girls liking you, making friends, not being popular, not being smart enough, not being this enough, all of that is so heightened when you're like living it every single day. And I can guarantee you, the moment you leave and graduate, none of that stuff matters. None of the stuff that is a byproduct of high school, like the social side and the popularity and the boys, all of that stuff doesn't matter. You'll leave with a few amazing friends that you'll still see all the time. You'll have your education, that's amazing, but everything else, it is meaningless. At least in my experience, it was. And if you can stay true to yourself and your values and your morals while you're still there and not give in to peer pressure, even if it's drugs or alcohol or anything like that, anything that you don't actually want to do but you feel like you're being pressured to do because otherwise you won't fit in or people will make fun of you, like you don't need to do any of that. Stand on your two feet, stand up for yourself, and realize that if someone's pressuring you to do something or making comments about you because you're not doing something or because you've chosen to do something, that's a reflection of them, and it's never a reflection of you. And never let it change the way you view yourself or the way you treat others or anything like that, because that's half the reason bullying occurs, is that people just don't say anything about it to people that could stop it, because they're fearful that if they do the right thing, they will become the new target. They will become the one that people make fun of and whisper about and do all the nasty things that they tried to stop happening to someone else. It's this vicious cycle, and that's why high school sucks. Well, in my experience, I will put a little disclaimer, a little asterisk after every statement, in my experience. But yeah, I am so proud of myself for staying so true to my values and my morals during high school, because I look back now and zero regrets. I did everything on my own terms, on my own timeline, and I couldn't have wanted it to go any other way. And yeah, that's a really, really, really powerful thing that you can never get back. In summary, give yourself a hug or a pat on the back, eat some yummy food, treat yourself, just give yourself a break. Remind yourself that you're on the right path, you're doing your best, and that's all you can do. And that is enough. You don't need to do more than that. That is enough. I love you guys. You're all incredible and amazing. Do not forget it. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed, please don't forget to subscribe or leave a rating and a review. It means the absolute world to me. I appreciate it so much. But for now, I will speak to you all next week. Bye, guys.